I'm here to tell you, if that song doesn't fire you up, I don't know what's going to. Hello and welcome to the 8th episode here in Season 5 of Board Check. That makes me Jeremy the Impact York. This one is called Winter is Coming, because if it hadn't already turned cold where you're at, it's going to do it pretty soon. But the colder it gets, the more the action on the ice heats up. We all know that. As always, tons and tons of fun stuff to get into. I actually got a good handful of NHL stuff to get into here shortly, but I want to start off. Let's start off by talking about the Swamp Rabbits. Where last Friday they had the win versus Atlanta 3-2, where Pecoraro had two and Marcino tapped in the third. Jeremy Helvig, slowly becoming one of my new favorite Swamp Rabbits. Maybe his name has something to do with it. He had 56 saves. 56. Yeah, that's a 5 and a 6. That's a lot. But a big win there. And then upcoming for them, this Friday they will be in Norfolk to take on the Admirals. That is a 7:30 puck drop there. And on Saturday they will again play the Norfolk Admirals, 7:30 puck drop on that one. The Rabbits are starting to put some stuff together. They have talent everywhere. It's not just pumping them up because they're on this show. No, they actually, I mean, just with the increased play, we all knew Bednard was good, but all of a sudden Helvig is stepped up and having some pretty lights out games as well. If the other team can't score, it makes it a lot easier for your team to win. But they're heating up just the right time. There's a handful of times they're going to be in Atlanta for you Atlanta Swamp Rabbit fans, or Swamp Rabbit fans who are in the Atlanta area. So those will be coming up. We'll get into those a little later. Now, speaking of Atlanta, the Gladiators, of course, they lost 3-2, as I just said, to Greenville on Friday at home, where Marchand and Nogard had the goals in that one. Ouellette had 31 saves in the loss. Now, the upcoming tonight is part of the Glads Win, You Win. So if you're listening to this, well, if you're listening to it live, that means you're probably not at the game. If you are, hey, good for you. But if you listen to it after the fact, it was a Glads Win, You Win, which means you purchase a ticket to this Wednesday night game. If they win, you get a free ticket to the next Wednesday night game. Pretty good deal. And it keeps going and going as long as they keep winning. It's a pretty good deal. They tend to string a few of these together. But, of course, that 7:05 puck drop, like I said, that was just a couple minutes ago. This Friday, they will be in Orlando versus the Solar Bears, 7 p.m. puck drop there. They will also be there on Saturday, 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. Gladiators are another one that, even though players are starting to be that revolving door of the up and down call-ups, call-downs between the AHL Bruins, the Providence Bruins, and the Atlanta Gladiators. But Jeff Pyle is keeping this team going. They are stringing up win after win, outside of Friday's loss, of course. But, yeah, these are two teams that are definitely trending up, and they are on a collision course, as they always are, to just really lay the hammer later in the year. Let's see. Let's go to Predator news, right? Predator news. Well, Predator games. On Friday, they won versus Carolina. It was the weirdest Friday where all four teams played each other. And yes, I was able to watch the games. But they had the win in Carolina, 3-0, where Yarncrook, who is just on fire. Grimaldi and Watson had the goals there. Pecorine, 31 saves and a shutout. On Saturday, they went down to Florida. The Panthers handed them the loss, 3-0 there. Saros had 25 saves in the losing effort. And then just last night, they lost 3-2 versus Tampa in Nashville, where Yonkrook, again, and Turris had goals, and Pecorino 28 saves in the loss. Their upcoming schedule, this Saturday, they will be at home versus the Devils, who have a new head coach. We will get into that in a minute. 8 p.m. puck drop there. Some things you need to know. Points leaders at the moment. The point leader is Roman Josi. 24 total points. You got Forsberg and Menino have 10 goals. They're tied there. And Josi has 17 assists. Which means, of course, he has 7 goals. Not a bad line. Pekka is still your top goaltender, no matter what people say. He has 9-4-2 on the year with a 284 goals against average and a 898 save percentage. He has 3 shutouts. I think they're doing pretty good. They're hanging in there. Right now it's early in the season. You're only about, what, a third of the way in. You just want to hang tight. You want to get some stuff in order. They're putting some cool lines together. I really like some of the ones they've come up with here lately. And maybe next week we'll get a little more into the line combinations, because some of them have been doing really well. Hurricanes news. Or Hurricanes games, rather. Last Friday they lost first in Nashville. Just told you that. 3-0. Where Mrazek had 25 saves in the loss. On Saturday, they went to the Tampa Bay Lightning and dropped a 3-2 victory on the Tampa Bayers. Reimer had 36 saves. Aho, Martinook, and Slavin all with the goals in that one. And then last night in Boston, they lost to the Boston Bruins 2-0. James Reimer had 32 saves. Can't win them all. It's okay. Their leaders, Mrazek, 11-6-1 with a 268 goals against average, 901 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. Reimer's not that far behind. They have one of the better 1-2 tandems, I think, in the league. Now, Saros and Rene are right there, too. These are two guys that at any night can shut you out. But yeah, 4 guys, really. Your point or your assist leader is Tara Vinen with 19. Your goals leader is Aho with 13. And your points leader, who all three of these guys happen to share the top line, Andrei Svechnikov has 29 total points as of tonight. Yes. That line is an all-star line. It could actually start an all-star game. That being said, I'd say the clubhouse leader at this point is probably Svechnikov to be the representative, but for the all-star game, if they get one, if they get more than one, then it could be other people. But besides him, Dougie Hamilton, I think, is the only other guy with just an over-the-top solid year. Now, let's get into some NHL stories, because, like I said, there are some pretty interesting ones there. So. And there's always some interesting ones, but in this case, these are somewhere outside the ordinary. The Philadelphia Flyers are just heating up, especially since November. They had 24 points in the month of November. They're just outplaying people. And I'm not saying that because they're winning games. No, it's they're beating you in the at the blue line. They are challenging you to try to beat their defense, and it's hard to do. They're getting the solid goaltender play. Watch out for the Flyers. They may be peaking a little early, which means they'll come back down to earth in the second third of the season. That means that third, the last third of the season, they might be ready to pounce again. Not sure how a Flyer could pounce, but I guess Grizzly or Grizzly or whatever that thing's name is, I guess he could pounce. Mika Koivu played in his 1,000th game. He also got his 700th point during that. Congratulations to him on that. He has played all 1,000 games for the Minnesota Wild, which is incredible. You don't see that very often. And he is a real testament and a real joy to the game, as all the players are. But Koivu has done so many amazing things. Congratulations to him on his 1,000th game played. There was a small trade. It's not the world's biggest thing right now, but somewhere down the road, it could be. It could be very important. The Vegas Golden Knights trade a 2021 fifth-round pick for forward Chandler Stephenson. They get him from Washington. And like I said, everybody looks and goes, what does that have to do with anything? Well, maybe not in the near future, but somewhere in the not-too-distant future, you're going to see this kid play. And I know very limited stuff, just like you guys do, but you don't trade for just anybody. They have a plan for this kid, and I look forward to seeing what they do. The Blues have a predictive game app. I have not been able to check it out. I'm actually going to download it probably at the end of this broadcast, just to check it out. But it has got to be similar to the AAF app, the kind of now already defunct after 4 months spring football league from last year. But in there, you could predict the upcoming plays and things like that. I would imagine that this is going to set a forefront, and it's going to set the wheels in motion eventually in-game wagering during games. And it should be great. It should really push the movement of legalizing gambling in all the states that offer games and teams, not just teams, you know. You got to say the games as well. Because, you know, just like the NFL, the NHL sometimes plays games in cities or countries that don't feature teams. I mean, they played in Sweden. They played in Germany, you know, places like that. Maybe they play a neutral site somewhere, you know. We're working towards these things. So I think this Blues predictive game app is going to be really crucial to pushing it forward about fan entertainment. And then finally, the thing I'm going to end the night with. The New Jersey Devils have fired their head coach, John Hines. They have named assistant coach Elaine Nazardine as the head coach. For now, just interim until they figure out what's going on. They do have the second worst record in the league. At times, they do look lost. They're still super talented. And I know what you guys are thinking. Yeah, they got Subban and they got Wayne Simmonds, and they spent a lot of money, the GM did, trying to get some pieces in there. Did they overspend? I don't know, here nor there. But it just wasn't working at the moment. And also, Peter Horchek, who was a scout in the organization, is going to be brought on as an assistant. Because, I mean, you need an assistant when you're a coach. What does this mean for Taylor Hall? Well, I'll tell you. He was already being potentially, there was a rumor that he wanted to play on a different team. There was also the rumor that he could get dealt by the trade deadline. So what does a early season coaching change mean? It means you better start lining up for Taylor Hall, because his services will be up for sale, basically, make a good offer. And as a Taylor Hall fan, I look forward to where he could potentially go. He does make any team better. I totally understand them moving on from him at this point if they do. And even if they keep him, I understand that, because he could be a cornerstone. But, you know, business is business. But like I said, that's the last thing I'm going to end with. I appreciate all you guys tuning in each and every week to Vortech and all of our many things here at Impact Media. Thanks to Impact Media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. I am Jeremy the Impact York. This has been Board Check, Episode 8, Season 5. Winter is coming. Go Canes, go Preds, go Rabbits, go Glads, go watch hockey. See you next week.